Parents, welcome to another episode of The Journey, a podcast intended to educate, equip, and entertain you as we talk about important issues facing our families. PCA is a Christ-centered, biblically-based, and family-focused community of committed believers doing life together. We hope the information you hear on this podcast informs and inspires you to be a better parent. Welcome to The Journey.
All right, parents, welcome back to The Journey. This is Dan Panetti, and I have three fantastic freshman ladies with me. I want you guys to introduce yourself, tell how long you've been here, and then why don't we do a little, give me some background about your family, right? Like, you know, parents, siblings, things like that, just so our parents can kind of get to know you a little bit. So, Seven, since you're the reason that we're here, you get all the credit. Well, I guess maybe our parents should know, okay? Alex Muirhead, who is our video guy, told me a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, and he said, hey, you need to have some more students on, right? Because our parents need to hear from our students. And the very next day, Seven walked in to my office, and she said, and I'm going to try to get your voice, okay?
Oh, gosh.
She goes, hey, Mr. Panetti, when are you going to have Emerson, Biz, and me on the podcast?
I was joking.
That was literally what you said, right?
No, yeah, it is.
And I said, oh.
Because I was talking about how I liked the podcast y'all just did.
Yes.
It was good, and I was like,
yes. And I said, how about next week? And here we are.
Yep.
We're sitting down to have a conversation.
That's great.
Which is awesome. So, Seven, tell us a little bit about just you. Introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, as you've already heard, I am Seven Trogdon. I have been here since kindergarten. My parents have gone to church here for a long time. My mother teaches.
I will love this. A long time. Like it's things that happened before you guys were born.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Right? It's like, yeah. How many years?
You know, just
hard.
Like been here.
Long time. In fact, you know, I met your parents. Well, I guess we'll get to this in a second. But when they first came to Prestonwood, mm-hmm. they were in our Sunday school class back mm-hmm. then, right? So it was kind of funny. So I've known them
25, 26
years.
30?
That's
crazy.
30 years?
Long time ago.
I know. Yeah, long time. Okay, Seven, back to you. Sorry.
My mom teaches pre-K-4 down in the elementary school here. And then my father owns his own ministry called Kingdom Focus Coaching. He actually did a podcast with Mr. Panetti over here.
She is like a marketing rep for her dad.
I always love talking about my dad's ministry.
And he just released some new resources and some books.
Yes, he has
and,
some discipleship resources ready now. So
yes.
That's so exciting.
Checks in the mail for you. I love it. And siblings?
I have two younger brothers. One is in sixth grade. His name is Rock. And then the other one's in fourth grade, and his name is Truth.
Oh, very good. All right, Emerson.
Hi, I'm Emerson Seal. I've been here since pre-K 3, so about 13 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to like CLC before that and obviously just grew up here.
I went to CLC.
Yeah.
I love it. I went to CLC.
I did go to CLC. Yeah. But
that's where they just got take you and drop you off.
And, yeah, just daycare.
CLC.
But still at the church.
So Christian Learning Center. Isn't that what it
that's
is?
That's what it's called.
I think so, isn't it?
I don't know.
I've seen it one time, so didn't really pay attention. But yes, okay.
Yes, so my dad is the executive director of PowerPoint at Prestonwood. And then my mom also works at the church. She works for our wellness program called Fit for Life. She's a wellness director there.
Yes.
And then I have two older siblings who both went through PCA and graduated. My older sister is 22, and she just graduated from the University of Austin at Texas.
University of Texas at Austin.
Texas at Austin. Sorry.
Yeah, just throw them up.
True Texan.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, she did, and now she's working in D.C.
In D.C., yes. Yeah. And then I have an older brother who just graduated last year. He's 20, just kind of crazy to believe. But he is playing baseball at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you're the baby.
Mm-hmm. I am.
They saved the best for last.
They did.
Yeah. It is funny. You guys are all different birth order, by the way.
That's true.
Yes. Okay.
Very true.
And Elizabeth.
Yes.
Is that the first time I've called you Elizabeth?
Probably.
Ever.
It'll probably be the last,
time.
But
yeah.
It sounds so cool when it rolls off
it's
your tongue.
Weird.
Which isn't your name, though.
It's not.
So.
I have many names.
Yes, you do. And Biz is the best.
Yes.
So, Biz, tell us a little bit about you.
So, I've been at PCA, since CLC, just like her.
Okay.
All my life. Been at Prestonwood forever. My dad is a pastor at Prestonwood. My mom, she's a PT. And I have...
And a very good very PT. Very good so if you PT. Know anybody who has an injury yes. and needs some physical therapy...
Go to her.
Yeah.
Unless you're her daughter.
Yeah, I won't be there. But, yeah, I have... I'm one of five, so I have an older sister.
Uh-huh.
Caitlin, she's a senior.
She is.
And then
graduating.
Yes. Going to Baylor.
So when she moves out, I don't know if you've done this yet, right? But when she moves out, do you like take her room and stuff?
I'm trying.
About it for a while.
My hardest. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know how that worked and kind of like we have like space issues and.
I'm gonna try. Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's me, and then I have a younger sister Anna. She's in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a brother Joseph. He's in fourth grade. And then I have a little sister, Olivia. She's two. So, yeah.
What a fun family.
Very fun.
So many of y'all.
Yes. Well, let's, for our parents, let's think back, right? Because our parents range, right, with their kids' ages, right, from, you know, pre-K all the way through high school. So you guys are, we're going to talk a little bit about high school and moving into high school and some things you're looking forward to. But let's go back first. Let's look back at just kind of like your time here at PCA when you were younger. What do you remember about walking the halls, lower school, the different teachers that you had, the different projects that you got to work on? Just kind of like what was it like to be a younger student here at PCA?
I mean, I loved it. I think the teachers made the biggest impression of all. I had so many teachers, can't even count them, but I can remember like each and every one of them and how they treated me and just everything that they did. And there's just something so different about PCA teachers, I think, that you can just really tell the difference. And I loved having all of them.
Yeah. Any one specific thing that you did in lower school that just kind of jumped? I mean, the let George do it, right? Or the kindergarten circus or the, I have so many memories of my kids going through, mm-hmm. but it's been a minute since my kids went through. And for you guys, it's been a little bit long, you know, I mean, hadn't been just the other day, right? But I mean, out of all the different things you remember in lower school, what one memory just kind of stands out to you?
There were so many. I went through a lot. I mean, there's so many book reports that were so fun.
What was your sea creature?
My sea creature. Oh, it was a stingray.
It was like a dotted stingray.
I did too.
I loved it. I made it.
It was like a dotted stingray. See, I still remember that.
Yeah.
All the book reports were so fun. I mean, they don't seem fun at the time, but you look back and you're like, oh, those were so fun.
Yeah.
But also like stuff like the kindergarten circus and kindergarten transportation.
What were you in the kindergarten circus?
The prancing pony.
Prancing pony.
It was very fun. I loved it. I wanted to be a pink poodle.
Top tier. I did too. I remember. Yeah, we all of Miss Wise's class wished that they were the pink poodles.
The pink poodles. That was the jam.
Who let the dogs out? One and all of us wanted to do that.
Oh yeah.
But the prancing pony was so cute too. So I loved that.
Yeah. Yep.
We still have pictures.
Very good. Seven. Any great memories?
I don't know. I really did like lower school. I think the invention convention was one of my favorite things. I thought it was cool, and I still remember what some of my friends did. So it's kind of fun to think back on. And my brothers both went through it, like obviously after me, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so cool to see, like. My brothers do the same thing that I did.
Hopefully, like, they didn't do the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Like, they just picked up sevens.
I think they wanted to, really in their heart, but they didn't get to because, you know, they had to.
Do you remember what your invention was?
I do. It was the stand and jump just let me play this.
No, yeah, we need to hear a description of it because stand and jump doesn't tell me anything so far.
It was like, you know, the like vegetable canned things that like. Vegetables come in that are in your pantry.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
like
whatever.
Cans of vegetables.
Yes.
Okay.
So one of those cans, just, you know, without the vegetables in it, and there was a lid on it.
Yeah.
And there was a like circle in the middle to put your coned ice cream, so that when it would melt, it would go into the like can.
Sure.
So you didn't waste any ice cream.
There
so
you
that
go.
Was the point. And since we were children, you know, we needed to not be messy. So, yeah, a very oldest invention to have for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know. I really liked Invention Convention. That was great. And I loved my third grade teacher, too. So that was good.
Okay.
I loved a lot of my teachers, though. Like, all of them were so great.
Yes. I love it. Love it. Biz?
Yeah. I love lower school. That was, like, so fun for me. My favorite memory was probably the fun run. That was, like...
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I love that. She's
now,
so
you're a little competitive.
Just a little bit.
So...
Did you
ever do more laps than were allowed?
I think everyone did. I don't remember exactly.
Not everyone did.
Really?
No.
Oh, I remember every year trying to get past the like box mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but I definitely looked forward to that time of year. I'll just say that. Yeah. Okay. It was kind of like, stay away from me. Like, I got to do my thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was probably my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Boosterthon Fun Run.
Yep.
So cool. Which, by the way, is the money that's raised for Mini-Mester.
Yes.
Did you guys do Mini-Mester this year? Now, I know it's jumping ahead, but what were your Mini-Mesters this year? Seven, what did you do?
I went to Orlando.
Okay.
We did college tours.
Oh, college tours. Yeah. Whoa. Yes. So, other than Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, you went where?
You know,
we actually did go to UT, so.
Oh.
Or I did. Oh. She didn't come with me, but I went to
You told me
UT.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were down in Austin.
Yes,
great barbecue down there.
Oh, yes.
Love it. Did your dad take you to Austin?
My dad and mom both went with
me. Your dad went to Austin. Mm-hmm. Was he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's been before. We kind of have to because of Samantha.
So. Oh, yeah.
Kind of have to.
I didn't know if that was a thing for him, that he just couldn't go down to UT.
I mean, I think
he's just not a big UT fan.
Yeah. He'll do it. He'll put up a face for Samantha.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's such a good dad. Yes. Where else did you visit?
So we went to see my brother at UMHB.
Gotcha.
And then we went to Baylor and TCU.
TCU, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so jumping, not back, but just in the midst of like growing in your faith, right? I know the school, right, as a Christian school, has a lot of different things that encourages you to grow in your faith and supports you. Look at your parents and your family and just think about some of the things that you guys did as a young person that really helped you grow in your faith that you really think you would attribute to like your family. Like, this is something my family did, or this is something my family really encouraged or stressed that really helped me grow in my faith. What would you think some of those things are?
Can I start?
Start.
Okay. So, my father has always been in ministry, and something really special about like how I grew up is I was able to go with him on these ministry like things.
Okay.
So whenever he worked at Bonton Farms, there was this thing called Service Saturday, and every time that they had it, I would ask if I could go, and he always let me. So I loved going there. And then he also worked at a church, and they had this like market thing that they used to do, and it was like once a year or something. And I always went with him to that, like because he would set up a booth for Bonton, so I would get to go and help him with that. And I just got to like, number one, all the memories, but number two, like seeing ministry in action and seeing the way that God works like with people, and just everything was so cool. And I don't think a lot of people get to experience that, but I definitely attribute like the amount of knowledge that I have about ministry and seeing how God works firsthand from doing those things. And so it was really cool to like be able to do that stuff.
Best way to learn something, right, is to go along
experience
and do it. Right. So when your parents take you on something, instead of showing you something or, you know, telling you about something, is actually doing it with you, super important.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, a lot of your generation is very entitled, not you three, but others that we know. But really, service is such an important part to battle against entitlement, right? Is where you see other people and you value them and you understand their stories. You see them as image bearers, right? Not as people who are in need, but image bearers of God. And you have an opportunity to use some of the gifts and abilities that God's given you to help out others. And then other people have gifts and abilities to help out you. And it's a body concept, right? And so service projects are really important. I'm glad, you know, your dad and your parents have taken you on some of those. I think it's a big component of what PCA gets to do. And it's a part of the Mini-Mester trips too, right?
Yeah.
When you go on Mini-Mester trips, they always try to add a service component project to it. So that's really special. So I love that. That's very good. Very good. Emerson?
Well, my parents, really what they did was just lead by example.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful for them that they didn't really force me into anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just having me in that environment, in the church, and going, they did like push me to go to these church events and be at church, but being in that environment and having them lead by example really taught me how to live out my faith.
Yeah.
And then something really big to me was watching my siblings do it. So as a youngest, I looked up to my siblings and all of that.
Learned from all of their mistakes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you don't have to repeat those. I know. But that's such.
I know Sam made so many.
But we don't have to talk about her. This is not a podcast about her. But that's, such an important and valuable lesson, right, is just living it out, right? Paul says, follow me because I'm following Christ. And it's not about me. It's about looking through me to see Christ, right? And so your parents did that. And I love how you used the word pushed me. right? Mm-hmm. The expectation was is that you guys would be at church events, mm-hmm. right? Because that's where our family's going to be. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of like, well, I'm too tired or I don't want to go or whatever. And your family, it was like, so? Like, we're right? It's like, we're going, right? And I think so many parents give in to the pressure of their kids mm-hmm. not to do things when actually parents need to be leading by example and yes. being at those things. For so sure. your parents did that. Anything else? Jump off the page?
No, just my siblings, I think. Yeah. I know not everyone has the siblings, but my siblings were definitely a huge factor into showing me how to live out my faith in this generation.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So good. Biz?
I'm going to go a little off of Emerson because we're kind of in the same boat, but mm-hmm. I would definitely say my parents truly valued going to church like, mm-hmm. every Sunday and being involved, like not just being there, but truly being involved, like serving, leadership, whatever, because it hasn't really hit me till these past years how important it is.
Right.
And I think, like, midweek, stuff like that, it truly is so important. And that's where I've probably seen my sister, and we've gotten so close, is because she leads at midweek. And so I get to go with her every Wednesday. I see her, like, just lead so well, and it's really, like, we've gotten so close from that.
Yeah.
And going off to college, like, it'll be sad, but that's kind of brought us together, and my parents have done a good job about that. Is,
yeah.
Just the way they've led, and
it'll be sad for like a day, and then yeah. all the attention's on you now,
exactly,
and then
exactly.
Oh wait, Caitlin, who, what?
Yeah, exactly.
So parents, right? Think about this. You guys have mentioned about going to church, but you also mentioned about other things. So it wasn't just a Sunday morning thing, right? It was activities that the church had, and so like a PSO sports or Wednesday nights. You guys were involved and active in those things. We talk a lot about Kingdom education, about how the home, the church, and the school work together. And sometimes when I run into families and they're having problems and they're struggling with things, and I always ask them about their church involvement, and sometimes it's like that. Well, we're trying to get plugged in, or we're trying, right? And you feel this. What you're doing at the home is great. Okay, and we're doing a lot at the school, which is great. But the component of adding the church to it and having that community included with it just makes it so much stronger. And I think a lot of people miss that, mm-hmm. right? And so you guys didn't miss it. You guys got it. You guys got an extra, helping of that on the side of the plate. So I love that. Anything else that your parents did other than making sure that the environment that you had was Christ-centered?
Yeah.
I love it. That's good. No, that's good. That's where you want to start. What about the importance of godly friends? So I think here's a thing is as you develop friendships, right, when you're younger, a lot of them are just kind of organized about, activities or kind of like who your parents know. Mm-hmm. But as you go through middle school and then get into high school, those friendships begin to change and they're more people that you know and that you want to spend time with. Mm-hmm. And so what do your friendships look like, and did you find that having godly friends is like an important part of your journey?
Yeah, I'll go. I definitely, when I was younger, probably not until this year, I always just like thought, the sports team that I'm on, they're my friends. Like the people I just go to school with, like they're my friends. Like I didn't really just really think about the people, like I need to have those godly friends until about this year, last year, when like there was just like hard things. Mm-hmm. And like I mean, especially like them, like they really did help me, and surrounding yourself with those people, like it really does help, because like we're supposed to like not go through things like alone, like mm-hmm. we're supposed to surround ourselves with people, and that's really helped me, is like having them by our side, like someone I can talk to, and I know I can trust. Like that's the biggest thing for me, is someone I can trust. Yeah. Like I don't want it to go anywhere. Like it's truly someone that like will hold me accountable, and I can trust them anything I tell them. That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah.
Friendship, I always use a George Washington quote. He talks about how friendship is a plant of slow growth, and it has to withstand the shocks of adversity before it's given the name. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a process that you begin to learn, right? And it really is that middle school going into high school age.
Definitely.
Right, where it's not just people that you're hanging around. I always call those, they're either classmates, right? Or if you play sports with them, they're teammates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're not friends. They're not friends mm-hmm. until they've demonstrated that they have your best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. And that Jordan Peterson says, it's the person who speaks the most truth to you. That's your friend, mm-hmm. right? It's a person who you can rely on. So as you said, like mm-hmm. when you're down, when you're out, when you need somebody, right? A friend is there to pick you up, right? And to yes. move you forward. And I think that's a really important, valuable process, is learning how to develop those. And so from a parent perspective, right, I think it's important to look at the friends as your kids are getting older. Who do they choose to be around? And are those people building your kids up and helping them become better versions of themselves, or are they taking something from them, right, and devaluing them? And I think that's a really important process. So I'm glad you're learning that as you go through. Yeah. It's good. Emerson, what about friends for you?
My friends have changed a lot throughout the years. So, I mean, I've always come back to Elizabeth and Seven, who have been here. I mean, we've all been here so long, so we've all been so together.
Yep.
And so that's something that's definitely benefited, is those people who have been here so long, is it builds friendships. But I also have friends in just so many different places. I like to be friends with everyone. That's really what I try to do. So I keep my close circle with my godly friends, mm-hmm. who will push me towards Christ and to do better in all things. But I also keep my friends who are lost. Mm-hmm. I love to be a light to them, because not all of them get that.
Yeah.
Especially my public school friends, like not a lot of them get that. So I love being the light to them, and just through my actions. I don't try to push it or force it, but I'll invite them to the church events, or just through my actions show that there's something different about me.
Yeah. That's, can I tell you, super valuable. Especially, right, from a Christian perspective, not to make sure that we have our circles so tight, mm-hmm. That we don't allow for God to bring people along our path that need to know Him. And it's a valuable thing, because you feel like you're constantly giving. But I think if God is the one who's filling you up, then you always have something to give to others. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that with your friends. So very good. Seven, what about you? Friends, importance, value of them?
I think your close circle is a very important part of who you are, because I think there's a quote that says, like, you are the average of your five closest friends. And so this year specifically, I've really tried building my, like, really close circle and the people that really build me and, like, that I can help build. And so, like, just these past few years, they've been interesting with friends and stuff, but, like, finding out who's really there for you and the people who will tell you the truth, who will keep right. you accountable, and just, like, your friends. Like, it's so cool to finally, like, have those. But I think it's really important to have, like, your close people that really do, like, show you what it means to be a Christ-like friend. But what Emerson was saying, like, having friends that aren't, because since we're at Prestonwood, we know that all these people have heard the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily these people that have no idea who Jesus is, but living that out and being the image bearer of Christ. Mm-hmm. As your wife used to tell us, we are little Christ.
That's right.
So we have to live that out. But I think having friends in a lot of different places has been cool to see too, just because you get to show so many people like what all of this means. And it's really cool. But can I ask you a question?
Oh, look at this.
Well, so you do club basketball.
I do.
And because you're not around PCA people, mm-hmm. when you're doing that, is that, like, are your friendships there different than here? Like, what's the, how do you mm-hmm. deal with that?
It definitely looks different, because they're different people growing up in different houses. I try to be consistent in who I am.
Right.
It can get difficult, and you're not perfect. But I always try to just be different, and hopefully they're saying what's different about her, like, mm-hmm. what is it? They know I'm a Christian. They know I go to a Christian school and go to church. They know my dad and mom both work at the church. But you don't always know what that means. Mm-hmm. So showing them what it means is something different. But to answer your question, yes, of course it looks different, because they are almost completely different from people like you. Yeah, just showing them the light is what I always strive to do.
Yeah.
And I know my parents do that too, and they help me do it. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important things. It was kind of the reference that John Newton had given to William Wilberforce. Newton's the one who wrote Amazing Grace, the mm-hmm. great hymn. Wilberforce was a parliamentarian, member of parliament. When he really gave his life to Christ, he felt like he was being called into the ministry, and he went and talked to his friend John Newton, and John Newton said, "Bloom where you're planted. You're already in politics." He's like, "Go back into politics and be the godly man that God has called you to be where you are." Mm-hmm. And so instead of going into something different, he was like, "Oh, well, okay, I'll be a Christian in parliament and I'll show people what it looks like." So you can be a Christian on your club basketball team, right?
Yes.
And, you know, and be in the midst of all those different things where people have different priorities, but your priorities don't have to change.
Yes.
And I think that's an important aspect for us as Christians, whatever ministry that you're called into. It doesn't have to be a full-time ministry. It can be business, right? It can be school. It can be college. It can be wherever God has called you to go, right? You can live out the authentic Christian life in the midst of whatever that is. So, good stuff.
I ask that because being around Prestonwood people a lot, like, it's just different because everybody has mm-hmm. heard the name of Jesus. So I think it's really cool the way that Emerson ministers to her, like, basketball team and stuff. And they're not, like, intertwined with Prestonwood like most of us are and who you're around most of the time. And I think she does a great job of that. So I just
thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Very good. I love it. Well, what kind of things are we looking forward to moving forward in the next couple of years, right? So we're finishing up. We haven't done it yet, right? We're finishing up our freshman year.
So close.
I know. Yeah. And hopefully you're all going to move on to your sophomore
yes.
year.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of things are you looking forward to in the next couple of years at PCA?
I would say the traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like especially the senior stuff. Like I know we're
A couple days away from the senior run,
mm-hmm.
right? And
so
then
excited.
Powder Puff. Are we doing Powder Buff this year, or is that?
I think it's
Powder Puff.
Powder Puff is the football. Powder
yeah.
Buff is for the guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the volleyball. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We did it last year, so hopefully we'll do
no,
it.
No, we
again.
Are because okay. we have the Powder Puff T-shirts.
Okay. So Powder Puff. So this will be the first time you guys have done Powder Puff, then,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you'll be the freshman class taking on the senior class. You do know that it gets a little physical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very competitive.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I don't think I'm playing. I think I'm going to watch.
Okay.
I'll sit back.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to a lot of the games. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Anyway, tons of fun, right? A lot of the senior traditions really are special mm-hmm. and sweet and wonderful, and you'll get to kind of watch your sister go through
yeah.
them. You've watched your siblings go through them.
Yes.
So pretty neat. But what about sophomore, junior, before we get to those senior traditions, anything else you're looking forward to?
I mean, just being an upperclassman,
privileges
come with that.
Yes.
I'm excited for the teachers.
Yep.
Being able to get all these teachers that we've heard about for so long,
yeah.
and especially like them having siblings and their siblings mm-hmm. talking about them, I'm excited to get those teachers.
For sure.
That'll be great, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have mini masters coming up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So you guys get to pick from a lot of different things.
Yes.
So super exciting about that. Just some of the traditions. Let me ask you this, okay? What do you guys think about the school song?
I really love
it. I like it.
I think
okay.
it's cool.
Yeah.
And just the lyrics, if you really listen to them and take them in, I think they really mean something very special.
Yeah. I always thought, because when I came here, I just remember the first time I heard it and then the little tradition of everybody kind of locking arms and swaying together. And I mean, I watched over the years and I always like, I think this is really cool, but I don't know what it's like to be a student.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you're older looking at things, you kind of have different values mm-hmm. and perspectives. But when you're young and like, you know, oh, that's totally not cool. But I always thought, like, knowing your school's song, like, I don't know my high school fight song, right? I have no idea. And so I think it's kind of a neat thing. I didn't know from a student perspective if you guys kind of thought it was a neat thing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
cool.
Yay.
I think it's just, like, a very good sense of, like, what Prestonwood is, and that's a mm-hmm. community. And I think it shows that very well. Mm-hmm. And the like locking arms and stuff, it's just like, I don't know. Yeah.
The
cool.
unity that comes with it and the way we all lock arms and sway and we sing, and just mm-hmm. everyone does it. Like I don't even remember seeing a person who doesn't do it. Like even if they're by themselves, they'll be swaying and singing. Like we all,
Go that's find so cool. somebody.
Yeah, that's the coolest part.
Okay, so.
Yeah, people including people.
Yeah,
being
someone
like,
by
here,
themselves,
come.
You go find.
Yeah, okay, going to ask you a tough question now. Uniforms. How are we on the uniform thing? What's it like as a student to wear uniforms? And since we have three ladies here,
mm-hmm.
what's it like for the skirts, right? Because I know this is an issue for ladies, skirts and the length and all the different things. How do you guys navigate that? And how do you guys navigate that with your family, with your parents? I mean, is it an issue or is it like it's just been something I've done for so long it's not that big of a deal?
At this point, I don't really like – I've just been doing this since kindergarten, so it's like we have a uniform. I think the hardest part about having a uniform is the fact that I can't find like clothes to wear to church because I only ever wear a uniform.
Yeah, that's
so I'm having to like build my summer wardrobe right now because I don't have anything because we always wear this stuff on the weekdays. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of normal at this point.
Okay.
Just yeah, I'll talk to a lot of my friends, and they're like, what? You wear skirts at your school? Like, yeah, no big deal.
No way.
They're like, are you allowed to wear pants? Like, oh, I just wear a skirt? Like, no big deal. So I think it's kind of funny when, like, my friends freak out, and I'm just like, nah, well, I just wear a skirt.
Yeah.
But we have a friend that was here last year and mm-hmm. just went to public school. And she was like, number one, she was like, the amount of clothes I had to buy so that I could have stuff to wear during the week.
Every single day.
Yes. Yeah. But she was like, it's funny to see the difference mm-hmm. between like how they, so like how we dress outside of school and how they dress outside of school. And in one way or another, like, for some people, I would say the majority, we would dress more modestly than the people who, like, get to wear whatever they want to school because the dress code at her school, at least, isn't very strict. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think it kind of feeds into the rest of our lives, too. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think that that actually is something that a uniform does, and that's kind of cool, too.
Yep.
And it doesn't divide people based on, mm-hmm. like, what they wear and stuff, like, who has Lululemon, who doesn't.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing, too.
It is. Yeah. It makes things – I'll tell you, right, at your age and stage of life, the ability for your brain to be used for important decisions and not – decisions that really should just be, you know, habits, and it's not that big of a deal because you're young, mm-hmm. right? Well, when you get older and you want to differentiate and all the different things, right, that's fine. But I think it's one of the valuable things that I didn't really consider, you know, thinking about a private school and a private Christian school. But with my kids, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, it becomes easy, right? Mm-hmm. Focus your brain on some of the harder things of life and, you know, spend time on studying and all those different things. Don't focus your brain on what am I going to wear and what does everybody else think about what I'm wearing and all the different. And it's just, it's so complicated for kids today to really navigate that world, right? And it kind of, it didn't used to be that way years before. And it really has become something where kids are the primary drivers of, you know, culture from the standpoint of music and clothes. And so you guys, you know, yeah, you know, there's weekends and summers and things like that, obviously. But for the majority of what you're doing day in and day out, you know, it's school uniform. Makes it kind of simple.
To, like, express ourselves, though. Like, I don't.
Sure.
Because I feel like sometimes some kids will feel, like, constricted because they always have to, like, mm-hmm. wear the same thing. But, like, we can wear basically any shoes we want, like tennis shoes. We can pick our colors. We have jewelry. Girls have makeup, you know, just like there's other ways to express ourselves. So I don't feel like some people feel confined to the uniform. And I think like part of that's parents too. Like, I think it's important for like parents to understand sometimes that like these are the ways that we can express ourselves. So like a new pair of shoes for school like makes us excited because it's like, oh my gosh, like we get to wear these to school and like it's the only thing different about us, but we're like, oh my gosh, I feel like a new person, you know? So I think like we're not constricted at all in the way mm-hmm. that we have to wear a uniform.
And we get to, like, choose how to style our hair to a certain extent.
Yes.
And
if we had known that this was on video, we probably would have curled our hair today.
Yup.
Thanks, Evan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, this is video, too?
Yes. I freaked out when you said that. I was like, the one day I don't curl my hair.
Emerson's like, yeah, that's why we read the emails that Mr. Panetti sends. No, you guys all look great. Did wonderful. Any last words that you want to share with our parents in terms of, like, your experience here or advice for them? Mm. Like, they're raising kids, right? They're in the midst of, you know, grabbing the little kids, putting them in the car seats and dropping them off at, you know, CLC and pre-K-4 and all the different things. They've got middle school kids who are wrestling with identity issues and all the different things, right? And so to hear you guys, right, having made it all the way through that and, you know, now you're almost done with your freshman year. Yes. One, I think is a very refreshing thing from a parent's perspective to say, you ladies have turned out wonderfully.
Thank
you. Okay. Yes, you're welcome. And it's kind of the hope, right, that our parents are looking at saying, I hope my son and daughter, right, in this case daughter, would turn out like these three, okay? And I think – but I think the concept is you guys – and you did it in a very nice way, right? But you've said the reason we've turned out to be the quality of young women that we are to this point, right, there's a lot of investment that's gone into you, not only from your parents but from the entire Christian community that you've been around. Mm-hmm. And it's been an important part of your growth and your upbringing. So I appreciate you guys absorbing that and really living out what has been put into you.
Mm-hmm.
So any other words that you'd want to share?
Also, yeah, I would just say the biggest thing is your influence. Like, if you have a negative attitude towards something, like, your kid's going to have
absolutely
the same attitude. Totally. It's positive, like, they're going to have a positive attitude because they look up to you and your influence is very heavy on them. That's the biggest thing I've learned is, like, if I have a negative, like, it's the same. Especially me and my mom, like, we're basically the same, you know. We're very, like, very close. And so I feel like if she has a negative, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I agree. Like, negative too, positive, like, oh, yeah. So I think just really having a positive influence and always being positive about
that's
things
good
and never negative is really important.
Yeah. Not that you can't evaluate things and critically analyze things, but a critical spirit towards things and being negative towards things. I mean, Paul in Titus talks about divisive people, right? And he says, warn them once, warn them twice, and then have nothing to do with them. Because it's a very damaging thing. For a person who's always seeking to undermine and is always negative, it's not a good person to be around. So I think you're right. I think parents, you know, check your attitude because your kids are picking up on that. And if it's a constant negativity towards something, right, you wonder why your kids are negative, right? Or as, you know, Mrs. Williams would say, you know, anxious kids come from anxious homes, right? So if you're wrestling with anxiety, parents, right, see that in your kids and realize, right, they're picking up on that from you as well. So it's a good perspective. I like that. Anything else for you guys?
I would just like to say y'all are doing a great job. Like, even just putting your kid into Prestonwood, like, that's a big step of, like, helping them in their faith and, like, showing them, like, what it's like
this
to
is
live.
Important. Right.
Because there's so many things that, like, you can't control as a parent, but having the environment that you want your kids to be a part of is one of the biggest things that you can do. So putting your kids into Prestonwood, having them go to church, like, all these activities that they're doing, just, like, that's a big step for y'all, and y'all are doing great with that. So I just think
and that's a choice, right? Yeah. It's a choice that you've made. You know, it's an expense that you've, you know, absorbed, right? And said, hey, this is worth it for us and our family. But you don't have to be here, right? You can go to your local public school, which is free. But to come here, I agree with you, is a choice that you're making to say, hey, this is our priority.
For the benefit of your kids.
For the benefit of our kids. This is worth it for them. And this is an important thing. And, right, the reality is I just remember I had a student graduated in 2004, which seems like forever ago. But I just remember he spoke at a particular event and a lady came up to me and she goes, how do I get my son to be like him? And right. And it was just, you guys are an example, a model of what our students look like. And I just looked at her and I said, well, here's the deal. If he doesn't go to the school here, right, none of us can have the influence on him. That man is a product of his home, his church, and his school. Mm-hmm. Right. And the three of us working together, right, created right, the quality and the character of that young man. And she's like, well, I'm enrolling my kid here next year, right? And but that's the reality of it, right, is you want to have a good home, a stable environment, right, a nurturing place. You want to have a Christian school that reinforces the principles that you're hearing at home and at church, right, and can invest in your student. And you want to have a church home, right, that you can not only be known but have a place to serve and grow in your faith, right? And I think all three of those working together is a really valuable, right, you know, part of raising young people in today's world. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you guys are doing a great job. I'm looking forward to the next 3 years with y'all. Maybe, wow. hey, maybe we'll do this again when y'all are seniors.
Oh my gosh.
Huh? And then we can talk about some other things that are going on over your high school career. So anyway, Seven, Emerson, Biz, you guys are awesome. Thanks for the time and appreciate the conversation.
Thank you for investing the time to listen to this episode of The Journey. Please take a minute to share with friends and family who will also benefit from this valuable resource. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast app. It is truly our blessing and honor to walk with you on The Journey.